Hello, hello all, and welcome to After Hours with Rami
and Kyle
here on Mast Radio. It's been another week. We're getting closer to the end of the year, the end of the semester.
I know, we have about a month left. Actually, exactly a month left from today.
Oh gosh, please don't remind me. I have so much to do.
Graduate on May 28th.
It's
kind of scary to think about.
Yeah, I'm going to be panicking, fetal position for the next few weeks.
Yeah, the work's all just going to hit me at once, I think.
Right, but same here.
Yeah.
All right, Kyle, so what do we got on today's agenda?
So for today, we have our weekly BuzzFeed quiz. And, you know, I'm trying to make us have more of a theme for Would You Rather in BuzzFeed quizzes. So for this week, I chose a horror theme category. So for our BuzzFeed quiz, our quiz is which horror movie would you actually star in? And you can just type that out on BuzzFeed, check it out. It's also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Rami and Kyle. Now after that, we have our Would You Rather segment. And that is horror themed as well. And this is just different questions about regarding, you know, different horror movies and which one you'd rather be caught in the middle of.
Your horror movies. I know. I'm
in love with horror movies. And then after that, we have 60 Seconds of Sports with you.
Mm-hmm.
And then
I'm going to get it this time.
Hopefully you'll get it this time. And then going into our text message segment. And then finally ending with our arts and culture section.
All right. But well, before we take our break, Kyle, why don't you tell us, how was your weekend?
Yeah, it was actually pretty relaxing. You know, I just had a couple meetings. I actually did the business competition on Saturday where we placed third and won $2,000.
Yeah, I saw that. So, congratulations, man.
Yeah, thank you. It was pretty long. We started at about 7:45 and then we got done at about 1 o'clock is when they announced the final four winners. And so, yeah, it was pretty exciting. It was against both alumni and MBA students and undergrad students. So I felt, you know, third place, I can't really complain.
It's really
about.
Good, man. Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you. What about you? What'd you do?
I went home and celebrated my mom's birthday, my birthday, and my cousin's birthday. So a pretty eventful weekend, and came home Sunday and watched Game of Thrones and went out to dinner with friends.
Nice.
So, pretty eventful, fun.
Yeah, sounds like a nice, fun packed weekend.
Yeah, it was very busy, but it was a lot of fun.
Nice, that's awesome.
All right, well, before we bore our audience any further, let's go ahead and take a little break. We'll play some music for you, and we'll be back. This next song is called "Half Past" by Empire of the Sun. This is After Hours. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to After Hours with Rami
and Kyle
here on Mass Radio. That last song was Do You Realize by the Flaming Lips. If you like that kind of stuff, if you like that kind of music, or, you know, or Empire of the Sun and Vampire Weekend and that kind of stuff, you're in the right place. If not, we can always change that. You just call in and let us know what you want to hear and we'll play for you. Our number here is 253-535-7332. You can just call in to talk to us. Let us know what you want us to talk about and what you want us to play. And yeah, even if you just want to say hi.
Yeah, you don't have to call in on the air. You can also call in during the breaks.
So. That's right.
Yeah.
All right, Kyle, what's next on the agenda?
It is time for our BuzzFeed quiz. And for those of you that are just tuning in, the quiz for this week is which horror movie would you actually star in? And if you guys didn't catch this already, I think we might have talked about it earlier, but I am a horror movie fanatic. So I figured why not have a horror movie themed quiz. So yeah, let's get started.
All right.
Question one, which of these people could you take in a fight? A vampire, a zombie, a ghost, a serial killer, a clown, or a witch?
I'm definitely going zombie, because I know I can take a zombie. If I see a ghost, I'm running. I can't handle ghosts. No way.
Yeah.
Vampires, unless you have garlic or something, I don't know. No.
And it's different for every movie what kills a vampire,
yeah,
so it's not
exactly.
Really.
So you'll never know.
You'll never know. Yeah.
Yeah. Serial killer, he's probably got a knife or an axe or something like that. So, nah, I'm running.
Yeah.
A clown. I hate clowns. And a witch is just, man.
They fly, so they have an advantage.
Well, I mean, I saw the movie, what was that Disney movie? Hocus Pocus.
Yes, I love
it. I can handle a witch.
if they were those kind of witches, that'd be great.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm going to go ahead and say zombie also, because that seems the least threatening out of all of those.
Yeah. And I mean, unless you're in The Walking Dead, where they don't know how to do anything, apparently. All right. Which of these is the deadliest? Running from a killer at 1 mile per hour, following a weird noise in the basement, moving into a haunted house, splitting up from your friends, purposefully speaking to ghosts, creepy children.
This is really difficult because they're all stupid.
Yeah.
Like, well, I hate when you're watching a horror movie and you know they're doing something bad and you just get so irritated with them.
Well, I don't think that I don't think that splitting up from your friends is the deadliest.
No.
Because, like, sometimes, like, it's better to be alone in some horror movies, depending on the situation. I would say the deadliest would be, purposefully speaking to ghosts or moving into a haunted house. Creepy children are always just creepy. I don't know.
Yeah. I'm going to go with probably following a weird noise in the basement, because, you know, if I hear anything weird, I'm not going to go inspect that. I'm just going to get out.
I'm going to say moving into a haunted house, because, like, that's the most, like, realistic thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Alrighty. This next one is, what is your scream face? Now, so the quiz just has pictures of different scream faces. So it's not really conducive to actually, I can't really explain them. I mean, I could explain them, but it would take way too long. So I'm just going to pick a scream face. And the one that I'm picking is, let's see, it's a picture of a baby kind of crying and screaming, for those of you who just want to visualize what I'm picturing. So, yeah, what about you, Rami? What one are you going to pick?
I'm going to do the, they're all great. I'm going to do the one of the, I guess, guy screaming up with his head up in the air.
They're all pretty funny pictures. Yeah. Okie dokie. Next question. How long would you survive in a horror film? 10 seconds, 3 minutes, 17 and a half minutes, a solid hour, I'd die at the end, but then somehow show up in the sequel, or I would survive the whole thing? You know, I feel like I would survive the whole thing, because I've watched enough horror movies to where I am an expert. I even bought a book on how to survive a horror film, so I'm pretty knowledgeable in that subject.
How long would I survive? I would say I'd survive the whole thing. I guess it depends on the situation, but I'd like to think I'm going to survive the whole thing, because just me.
Yeah. I feel like, I mean, you don't want to say you're going to die, so.
Exactly.
So, yeah,
exactly.
I agree.
All right. What would your final line be? If you're ready, come and get it. No. This is fine. Lol. I'm too pretty to go out like this. Or new phone. Who dis? I guess my final line would probably be lol.
that would be, gosh, these are so funny. I'm going to say, I'm too pretty to go out like this, because I feel like with my narcissism, I'd probably say something like that.
Nice.
Yeah. So Rami and I actually
got the same thing.
Yeah, we got the same results. So we both got, we would end up in the movie Halloween. So for those of you who don't know what Halloween is, it's, you know, serial killer Michael Myers, and it's a great movie. Recommend go watch it. So the description says, hide all the knives, because Michael is coming. Your movie gives a whole new meaning to the word backstabbing.
Oh, man. I was really hoping I would get the movie Alien, because I absolutely love Alien. And I think that actually just had, like, it's an anniversary date of, like, when it was, like, first, like, released or something like that a few days ago. But, yeah, I really wish I had gotten Alien, because that's sci-fi. I guess it wouldn't count as horror, would it?
It'd be,
it's because it's scary in some parts. I know people that are afraid of it.
Yeah.
Not me, but, like, My housemates don't want to watch it because they're too afraid.
I would say, yeah, it's probably more along the lines of sci-fi thrillers, I guess, how I would characterize the movie. But it is really good. I like those movies as well.
I don't know about Halloween, though. I'd probably die in that.
And, like, he always walks when, you know, the killers, the serial killers seem to just always walk and they end up catching up to their victims. Yeah. I never get it.
See, I think I could, you know, if I was in that situation and I saw Michael Myers... It's Michael Myers.
Yeah, right? Michael Myers, yeah.
Okay. I was going to say Mike Myers. if I saw Michael Myers, I would, like, you know, run away, first of all, and I wouldn't just stop and, like, hide. I would run to, like, the nearest, like, house or, like, nearest, like, I don't know, police station and say, hey, there's a serial killer coming to get me. I wouldn't try and take him.
Yeah, no, also, thanks. They never, whenever they get the serial killer down, they never, they always hit, just like hit them and knock them down, and then they keep running. You know, if I get them on the ground, I'm gonna go for it, just keep making sure they're dead. Like, you're gonna keep beating them or do whatever.
That's right.
Like, you don't just whack them once and run away.
You gotta double tap.
Yeah, gotta That's make sure they're dead. Do. Yeah.
All right. Well, why don't we go ahead and take a little break here? This next song is called Here by Alessa Cara. Yeah, Alessa Cara. She's new. All right. This is After Hours. Welcome back to After Hours with Rami.
And Kyle.
Here on Master Radio. That last song was Detroit Rock City by Kiss. That's an oldie. If you don't know who they are, then look them up.
I feel like even if you don't listen to them, you still should know who they are.
Yeah, honestly. They're the people that look like clowns. Not the insane clown posse, but the original clown people, I guess. All right, Kyle, what's the next objective here?
Alrighty, well, now it is time for our Would You Rather segment. So we will go ahead and get started on our horror-themed Would You Rather questions. Alrighty, question one. Which movie would you rather be stuck in? House of Wax or The Texas Chainsaw Massacre?
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and say I've never seen The House of Wax, but I think I did see some bits and clips of it. Wasn't it the one where, like, people, like, were turned into wax?
Yeah, they were. It's a town that was made out of wax, basically, like, wax people, and they would basically take their bodies and cover them in wax and use them as, like, wax figures.
Huh. Okay, how many killers were there?
There was two.
Two? All right, I could handle them. Anything over the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, I've seen that.
He's pretty great. I'm actually going to go ahead and say the Texas Chainsaw Massacre just because you're carrying, like, a 50-pound chainsaw. I can easily try to outrun you while you're carrying the chainsaw.
I could outrun the guys from House of Wax. I could also just not be stupid. Like, yeah. I know, what's her name? Paris Hilton was in it.
Yeah, she was.
And she apparently died in it, too.
She did. She got...
Yeah, it's because she's dumb. So I could survive.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Yeah.
It's 50-50. Wow. Look at that.
Yeah.
Okay. Which do you fear more? Pyramid Head, who's from Silent Hill, or Val Teal?
Val Teal, yes.
Val Teal. I think that's...
That looks like it's from a video game.
I think it's also from Silent Hill. I think they're both from Silent Hill.
They're both from Silent Hill.
Yeah, they are. Oh, sorry. Silent Hill 3, Silent Hill 2. It says right there. Oh, gosh.
Well, the one on the left, the Pyramid Head guy, he looks very creepy, and he has people in cages.
I've seen Pyramid Head. I know Pyramid Head. I don't know Valatile. That one looks creepier to me.
Yeah, they both look really creepy.
Pyramid Head just moves really slowly.
Oh, he does. Okay.
But he's got a giant sword, so he can just, like, come and, like, slice you in half.
Well, that sounds great.
Yeah.
I'm
going to do Pyramid Head.
Okay, I'll say Pyramid Head as well.
Because I can outrun Pyramid Head. But if you're in the Silent Hill universe, you're dead anyways.
Yeah, like, just don't go there.
Literally, you are dead, though. Okay.
Alrighty. Next question. Who's the better horror writer, Stephen King or Clive Barker? I'm going to go ahead and say Stephen King.
I don't know Clive Barker, so I'm going to say Stephen King.
He is the mastermind of horror.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Landslide vote for him. 87-13.
Yeah, he's great. Stephen King's amazing.
Would you rather watch horror movies from the 80s or the 90s? Oh, man. I think... Okay. This is hard because, like, there are some good 90s horror films, but there's also really, really good 80s horror films, but there's also really crappy of both.
Yeah. I don't know. Because my favorite movies are the Scream movies, and those came out in 1996 through 1999. Mm-hmm. So I'm just going to say the 90s because those are my favorite, and I would love to watch them all over again.
I'm going to say 80s because I want... Okay, I've seen some of the Freddy Krueger movies, but I want to see them again. They're so goofy and like kind of creepy too. So.
The ones from the 80s?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's also like a really scary person.
He is. He's very creepy. Alrighty. Which Edgar Allan Poe tale would you rather read? The Cask of Amontillado? Oh, gosh, I don't know how to say that.
Amontillado.
Amontillado. Or The Mask of the Red Death? Well, The Mask of the Red Death looks creepier. It's kind of...
I'm going to do that one.
Yeah, I'm going to say that one. It looks creepy. Yeah. And 69% of the people agreed with us.
All right. Which would you rather watch? Dawn of the Dead 1978 or Dawn of the Dead 2004? Dawn of the Dead 2004.
Yeah.
I know that Dawn of the Dead 1978 is the classic, but like I've seen clips of it on YouTube and stuff like that from like horror countdown movies and stuff like that. And it doesn't look like it lasted throughout the years. It's one of those movies that's just not going to be able to survive because like it, that's why it got a revamp.
Yeah, and I think, you know, the graphics just aren't as good as they are now. So mm-hmm. when you're watching it, it just doesn't look realistic, so it's not as scary.
Yeah.
Yeah. Alrighty, which or who is scarier? Samara from The Ring or Kayoko from The Grudge?
I think...
The girl from The Ring is creepy because she has water damage all up and down her skin.
That's what makes her creepy.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to say... Kayoko from The Grudge, because I'm just not gonna watch The Ring, like the little video that they watched, whereas like Kayoko I wouldn't know about the house possibly, so
yeah,
I'm gonna say Kayoko from The Grudge and her
the noise that she makes. Yeah, yeah, it's really creepy.
All right, would you rather be locked in a room with Pennywise or the clown from the movie It, or which I don't remember, I've seen it before but I can't remember it really well, or Chucky from Child's Play?
Definitely not Chucky. I don't know. They're both creepy because, like, it'd be creepy to have Chucky in the room with you because he's just running around on his little feet.
Yeah.
He, I don't know. That just creeps me out.
And he can lunge and stab you.
Yeah. I don't know. But then the other guy, he's your size, if not taller.
I think he has, like, superpowers, too.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say Chucky.
I'll say Chucky, too. I'll just put him in a box and sit on it.
Yeah.
Alrighty. For one night, would you rather be chased by killers for a whole night in the middle of nowhere or be possessed by a demon for the whole night? Oh, gosh.
Chased by killers.
Yeah, chased by killers. I can just keep running.
Wow. People said possessed by a demon the whole night.
Yeah, that was a majority vote.
I mean, I guess, like, but the thing is, okay, so you'll die either way, probably, because, like, you're going to be chased by a bunch of serial killers. Yeah, you're probably going to die, but... I think what people are thinking is, like, if you're possessed by a demon, yeah, it's just one night. It'll be fine the next day. That is if, like, the demon doesn't kill you after it's done with you.
Yeah, and it's trauma. Like, you're going to have some trauma dealing with all that. I mean,
yeah.
You're going to be messed up.
I'm good with that. Yeah, yeah. I don't want to deal with that crap.
Yeah,
so.
No.
All right, which is the better classic horror movie? Rosemary's Baby, which I've not seen, or The Exorcist, which I've not seen, but I've heard is like the classic, and it scared my mother when she was 16, and she still will, to this day, not watch it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So I'm going to say The Exorcist.
Yeah, I agree, and I say The Exorcist as well.
Which is a landslide vote.
Yeah, 83% of the people agreed with us.
And that concludes our Would You Rather segment.
Yeah.
That was a scary segment, too.
Yeah, I know.
It was full of horrors.
I loved it. Horrors, great.
Let us know what is your favorite movie or your least favorite horror movie. Sorry, I should say. What is your favorite horror and what's your least favorite horror movie? They are terrifying. I don't like to watch them anymore because they're just too gory. And I'll watch some. Not like, I'm not a big fan of like, what was that? Saw? The Saw franchise?
I love Saw.
Oh, I hate Saw.
They're very, those are
those
very
are just,
gory.
Those are just gross blood fest kind of movies. I like classic, like, oh my gosh, kind of movies.
Yeah. You feel free to call in anytime. Our number is 253-535-7332. You can also post on our Facebook page and let us know what you got. So, yeah.
That's right. All right. Well, we're going to go ahead and take a little break here. This next song is called It Wasn't Me by Shaggy. This is After Hours. Welcome back to After Hours with Rami
and Kyle
here on Mass Radio. That last song was I was like, is that another song playing? Okay, that was, he was just adjusting his mic. That last song was by Shaggy, and it was It Wasn't Me, an oldie. Yeah, good
it's a song. Great song.
Good song. Yeah,
if you I haven't heard that song in forever.
It's the best. I love it. I like very much. Okay, it is time for 60 seconds of sports with me. So hopefully I have enough stories to get through 60 seconds, and hopefully I have enough that I can actually make it through 60 seconds. Just the right amount.
Yes. So
Kyle, are you ready?
Yeah, I'll start the time whenever you start talking.
Okay. So the NFL draft started tonight at 5 p.m. And gosh, the first two picks went to the St. Louis Rams and or now the L.A. Rams and the Philadelphia Eagles. And they're both QBs from North Dakota and California. I can't remember their names at the moment. Seahawks have the 26th pick tonight for the draft. And it should be a 3-day event, I believe. And currently, the Russell Wilson is the only QB for the Seahawks with no backups on the roster, so they might pick up another QB if possible. Last night, the Mariners lost 7-4 against the Astros, putting them in second behind Texas in our division. So Texas is now 12-10, while the Mariners are 11-10 in second place. And less than 48 hours after playing a game in Detroit, one of the Tigers' outfielders, Tyler Collins, is now headed down to minors for flipping off the crowd after they were booing for him.
Wow. And that's time.
And that's all I've got.
Okay, that's good. Wow, that really happened?
Yeah.
Okay.
He got sent down to AAA for flipping off the people for booing him.
Nice.
Yeah. I think there are some other reasons too, but that was a pretty big indicator that he's not ready. So yeah, the kid's just 25 and young.
Nice.
All right. What's next, Kyle?
Alrighty. Now it is time for our text message segment.
Ooh.
So this is where we read the last text message conversation on our phones. And, you know, I don't think we'll have anything scandalous this week either. That's a common trend, you know, no scandalous text message. So for me, the last text conversation that I had was actually with my dad. Surprise, surprise. And we were talking about getting my birthday plans confirmed. So
nice.
We finally got the boat solidified and making sure we have everything needed for my birthday for next mm-hmm. month. So it felt good.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, I haven't really texted anybody today. I think my last text message was with my buddy back from home, Muckle Teo. And he's like, hey, I'm going to a Mariners game tomorrow. You want to go? And meaning yesterday. And I was like, oh, am I already going to the game? So we ended up, he was sitting across the stadium from me, and he ended up taking a picture of where I was. He saw me, and I saw him. And so we just met up, and yeah,
pretty solid. Fun. Yeah, so, how was the game?
It was good. I was saying goodbye to two of my close friends, Alex and Amanda, moving to California for school.
Oh, wow.
And new job, so gonna miss those two. But yeah, it was a disappointing game, but fun overall. Yeah, so
that's good. Nice.
Yeah.
Alrighty. Well, now we are into our last segment, our arts and culture section.
That's right.
So for I don't know if you guys don't know, we have Lollapalooza coming up on May 7th. And they finally just announced the full lineup. I believe we talked about this earlier a couple weeks ago. They announced the headliner mm-hmm. as Pickwick, but now they have the full lineup announced with there is Dave B, who's a local Seattle hip hop artist and producer. He has his latest singles include Olive Oil and Hot with
Olive Oil?
Five T's.
Hot with five T's. Okay.
So he's one of the other artists performing along with Prom Queen and Navi, I believe is how you pronounce it. So those are just a couple of the artists that will be performing at Lollapalooza, which I'm really excited for. I really hope the weather looks up and is nice.
It will.
Yeah. And then also we have the art gallery in our Ingram building on campus that opened up last weekend. So there was an art show and an event going on last weekend, which was really nice. Like a lot of the artwork, I was very impressed with the artwork this year because I've gone almost every year. to the art, to the opening. And this year it was actually really impressive. There was a lot of great artwork, and one of my friends, her, some of her artwork was in there, so I of course had to go support her as well. But yeah, so that's kind of the stuff that's awesome. Going on around campus. And then Coachella actually just closed its last weekend. Weekend two ended on Sunday this last weekend. So
All right,
is officially over until 2017.
Ooh.
Yeah, so get ready to buy your tickets June 1st.
If you have not visited the art gallery, I was going to say, on campus, it is very cool. I went last year. Some of the art that students have made is absolutely... It's very shocking, like, to see how much creativity everyone, every individual here has at PLU. And
yeah, there was a lot of good paintings this year, and then photography.
The sculptures, too.
The sculptures were really good this year. Yeah, it was amazing. It was really pretty.
I'm going to have to check that out.
Yeah, it was awesome.
All right. Well, it's come to that time again, everyone.
The ending.
We have to say our goodbyes. We will play one more song as we're going out the door. But thank you all for tuning in. Whoever has tuned in, hopefully people are actually listening. I don't know, maybe we're just talking on an open channel.
Hopefully not. But please call in whenever you can.
Yes.
We do like the company.
We love the company, everyone. Let us know what you want to hear next time, or what you want to hear in future shows, or, you know, what you want us to talk about.
Yeah,
give us topics to talk about. I think it would be really fun one day.
Yeah, and we only have, I believe, a few more shows left, because we have graduation on May 28th, so we have about four shows left.
That's right.
So,
and we will not be back next year. This is our last.
It is
last year.
It's so depressing. I'm sorry.
I have to go and do grown-up stuff.
Yeah, we have to be adults now.
Yep. All right. Well, thank you all for tuning in. This has been After Hours with Rami
and Kyle.
This last song here is Caravan Palace, Lone Digger. We'll just send you off with that. Thank you all. See you next week.